This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Once again, President Donald Trump has changed U.S. foreign policy using his personal Twitter account. As VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House, the president says that Israel should have territorial sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation for Trump's decision.
We're deeply grateful for the unbelievable and unmatchable support for our security and our right to defend ourselves.
Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
At least 83 people have been killed when an overloaded ferry capsized on the Tigris River near the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. Officials said more than 180 people were on board celebrating the Kurdish New Year, Nowruz, and Mother's Day. Most of the victims were women and children struggling to swim in the fast-moving current. The normally tame Tigris is running high and swift because of heavy rains and snowmelt from the mountains in Turkey. Officials had also warned residents in Mosul that the level of the river was expected to rise because they had released some water from a nearby dam. The death toll in the incident is expected to rise as people await news of their loved ones. A positive day on Wall Street, thanks to the Federal Reserve's decision Wednesday not to raise interest rates for the rest of this year. All three major indices ended the day in positive territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.